That's the overture to Titanic the Musical, which begins tonight at the Fort Smith Little Theater. I recently spoke with George Mann, the director of this production, who says that this musical is much different from the theater's typical summer musical. One has to assume that it was chosen in part because this year marks the 100th anniversary of the Titanic tragedy.
Yes, you're right, and this was actually the reason I submitted it. It's a bit of an insane submission for a theater of this size, because the show is, I don't want to do this, this is a bad pun, but it's Titanic in scope, you know, with the size, and was originally a big Broadway play, and I've seen it several times in touring companies, and it's always in a very large theater where they're able to do lots of tech and lots of effects.
Titanic the Musical debuted on Broadway in 1997, winning the Tony for Best New Musical. That same year, the film of the same title, starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, was released. Though Mann says the story of the musical is much different from that of the movie.
In this story, it's really more about the historical figures, people who are actually on board the Titanic. If you're in the show, you actually represent a character who is on. There are no fictional characters in the musical. And rather than centering on one or two people and their stories, it's really more a story. The true story is about the caste system, first class, second class, third class, and how they interrelate at the beginning of the show when they're so distantly separated, and then at the end when everybody's basically reduced to clinging for their lives.
He says that in a caste system, people knew where their places were, and that it is evident in this musical. And rather than a love story between the two main characters lasting the entire show.
Of course, the love story aspect comes toward the very end, when husbands are having to put their wives and children on the lifeboats and stay on the ship themselves. And there is one of the most highlighted love stories, I think, is that of Isidore and Ida Strauss, the guy who owned Macy's department store. When it came time to put her on the boat, she wouldn't go unless he did, so she stayed on the boat and perished with him. And in the movie, it's the old couple lying on the bed as the water is rushing underneath their bed.
It is really a show about aspirations.
Because all the third class, they sing a whole song about how when they get to America, caste and class isn't going to matter. They have hopes they want to be millionaires and doctors and lawyers and engineers and stuff like that. So it's about hopes and dreams. And you do see people coupled up and then have to separate as the ship sinks.
Mann has been with Fort Smith Little Theater for 18 years, though this is only his third time to act as director. He has most often played the role of music director. Being the actual director, Mann says, is much harder.
If I'm just doing the music, that means I'm responsible for the accompaniment and then making sure the cast know their music. But the director handles everything else, and now doing both, it's a lot more responsibility.
As he mentioned earlier, this production is grand in scope, much different from what the Little Theater has put on before. 22 cast members is typically large for them. This show has 46 people playing 65 characters. And if you've ever been to the Little Theater in Fort Smith, you might be wondering how they will fit on the stage.
Well, at the end of several scenes, it's the entire cast, so it's a tight fit. You have to be very deliberate in where people stand, and because of the way the theater is built, you have to always be concerned about sight lines, that even people on the very extreme sides have a view of what's going on stage. So yeah, it's tricky.
The music is also very impressive, though less familiar than last year's production of The Sound of Music.
Some of it is even more, it's even more operatic. This show has less dialogue than the average musical does. This is more like an operetta in that there is lots of music and just, you know, little clumps of dialogue here and there to expedite the story. It's very grand. It's very sweeping. Some of it is used, you know, like folk music to indicate like Irish people who are in the third class, and some of it, but it's all very orchestral and demanding singing.
And director Mann's favorite song?
We'll Meet Tomorrow, I think. It's the one where everyone is putting their loved ones on the lifeboat, and it's that moment where everybody realizes that this is a permanent parting. So the We'll Meet Tomorrow takes on a real bittersweet note. The music is beautiful, and it's large, and it's orchestral, and it's epic, and so it's a very emotional piece to me.
Shows begin tonight at the Fort Smith Little Theater and run through August 4th. For tickets or more information, visit fslt.org.
And keep your image in my memories of